Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the South Carolina Gamecocks. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe to your life each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Yards of Football, and you can check out our podcast available each and every single day, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Well, let's talk about this team. South Carolina coming into 2022. 2021 was a year, we'll say, right? It was a new year, a new team, a new coach, a lot of news going on. And they finished the year really strong. 7-6 total record, 3-5 in the SEC. You might look at it on paper and think, man, that's not super impressive. But they did win their bowl game, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, a great name there. Against North Carolina, they beat them pretty good, 38-21. And looking at this team, right, you have a coach coming into the year, Shane Beamer, and he knew last year was going to be a little rough with a lot of guys who were the previous regime. And then also, like I said, they weren't the greatest of the last few seasons, six games. They've only won over the previous 2 years. So a culture as well, the fan base were a little bit down, a little sad. But he's looking at this team, like I said, the end of last year, they did a really good job. They had a good end of the year. Like I said, they won the Mayo Bowl. They went through their last five games. So things are looking pretty strong. And then it gets even better, right? You look at 2022, and last year was just a carousel of quarterback. They started four different guys last year. You struck some gold. I don't know how they did it, but they were able to get a man who was a Heisman Trophy favorite, who got the short end of the stick at his previous school. They were able to get a young man by the name of Spencer Rattler. And I'm not going to speak too much on him because we just did an episode of video earlier this week with our guys, Mr. Football, Vince Turner, and former NFL draft scout Daniel Kelly. They did a deep dive, like 20, 25 minutes, talking about how impressive this young man is and how they believe he is going to do his first season at South Carolina. So go check that out. But all I'm going to say about this young man is it's a guy who got forced out of his job at OU, right, at Oklahoma, and now is looking to silence all the haters and really just come out and ball like everyone knows he can. I think that he can be a true game changer when it comes to leading this offense this upcoming season. And especially in the SEC, it's going to be a little bit tougher. But I think that Spencer Rattler would be the right man for the job. He looks like a very much pro-ready quarterback already. A great arm, good mobility. So we will see how he can do. Plus, on the bright side for him, the Gamecocks are coming back. The entire offensive line, that whole unit's coming back. They do need some work, though. Like I said, they're not perfect, but they are experienced. They only had six 100-yard rushing games in 13 games last year. And it was, like I said, Kevin Harris was solid in 2020, led the SEC in rushing. But it was a little bit below average last year in terms of pass protection and pass blocking. They gave up 31 sacks. But I feel that with even if it does break down, right, if the D linemen do get past them, I think Rattler has the mobility to avoid a good amount of sacks just with his quick feet, with his good ability to get rid of the ball, either throw it out or find a receiver right near them. So I think they'll be fine with that. Looking at the running back core, I mentioned, like I said, Kevin Harris was solid in 2020, but they've gotten a good room now with Wake Forest transfer Christian Beal-Smith, and you also bringing back Marshawn Lloyd. So you have some guys who are coming back. Lloyd's coming back. Like I said, 2020 hurt his ACL. He's hoping to have another good season. And you also have some good weapons. And I talk about receivers. Josh Van led the team in catches, yards, and touchdowns last season. You also have guys like Jaheim Bell was a good contributor at the tight end spot. And he had two scores in his bowl game. So I think those are two guys to look out for on the offensive unit. And then going with the defense, South Carolina had one of the best pass defenses in the SEC last season, believe it or not. Talking about all the great teams in the SEC, all the Alabamas, the Floridas, the Georgias, South Carolina, right? They had the best pass defense. And they had a good turnover margin there. They had 24 interceptions, and also they had a good bit of fumbles recovered as well. So the run defense is really what hurt them last year. Pass defense, phenomenal. Run defense needs a bandage, needs some help. So looking at these guys, who's coming back? You got to hope that your Jordan and Jordan connection can pick things up. Jordan Strachan and Jordan Birch, that they can get to the quarterback, give them some pressure. Unless you have guys like Zach Pickens, Rick Sandilage, and Tonka Hemingway, they can really help out on your interior, just kind of push through some guys and get to that QB or stuff that running back behind the line. You also have a man by the name of Sherrod Green coming back after 2 years of injuries. Nice story here with him coming back. And he can also help a guy by the name of Brad Johnson, who is a six-year senior with the linebacking corps. The secondary, you're getting a good mix of players here. You're returning Cam Smith and also Darius Rush and R.J. Roderick. I think that Smith could maybe have another breakout year. He's probably one of the more underrated players in the SEC in terms of his defense, so watch out for him this year. See if he can duplicate what he did last year. And with the core of Smith, Rush, and Roderick, those three guys were really kind of the glue that held that defense together last year. And then also Shane Beamer is adding in Devonnie Reed from Central Michigan, who came over in the transfer portal to help out. So when you look at this team, just a final look at them before I go into their schedule for this upcoming season. It's a brand new quarterback. It's a receiving core who looks really solid and a defense who is still trying to get its wings beneath them, right? So I think that with Coach Beamer and his great aptitude, his great attitude for teaching, for coaching, with Spencer Rattler coming in, who's hoping to make another name for himself and put his name back into that Heisman Trophy candidacy potentially. I think that with the just infectious nature that Beamer has had around this program in such a short time, because he really is getting the Gamecocks fan back into the stadium, talking about the team, excited about the season, I think it's going to be a good season for South Carolina. I think that they are going to improve on their record. And looking at their schedule for this upcoming season, let's get into it. You got Georgia State, Arkansas, Georgia, September 17th. You're facing off against Charlotte, South Carolina State, Kentucky, A&M, Texas A&M, that is, Missouri on the homecoming game, Vanderbilt, Florida, Tennessee, and Clemson. So, like I said, last year they had a record of 7-6 in total. I think they could get a little bit closer to that potential 10-win plateau, honestly. I think this is a team that is looking really good, a lot of hype around them. And beside a few games on that schedule, of course, I mean, obviously, there's going to be some tough ones with Georgia, with Texas A&M, with, we'll see how Florida and Tennessee, Clemson, how all of them do this year. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I think that South Carolina has a good opportunity to win a few more football games and improve on their record from last season. But I would love to hear from you, the fans in Gamecock Nation, talking about your team. How will they do this year? Are you excited for Spencer Rattler? How do you feel about Coach Beamer? We would love to hear it and interact with you on Facebook or YouTube. Or if you want to go over to our podcast and leave a comment, we're fine with that too. On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast each and every single day. Because we have over 1,000 episodes over there. Over 1,000 plus, I've lost track at this point, on Facebook and YouTube. So go check those out. And also be sure to check out our playlist on YouTube, something that we've made with the NFL team previews as well as the NCAA team previews. So go over there, check that out. And if your team has not been covered yet, if you want us to potentially, you know, bump you up, let us know that, hey, you know, do my team. Put it in the comments and we will be sure to put it in our upcoming schedule for a future episode. I've been your host today, Logan Layers. Have a tremendous weekend, everyone. Have a tremendous day, whichever day you're watching this. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.